Our first reading from Scripture is a gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. It can be found on page 838 of your pew Bibles if you care to follow along there. When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion answered, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith." Our second reading is from Epistle to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. It may be found on page 1020 in your pew Bibles. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints." Amen. And now, Cornelius.
It is so wonderful to be before you here today. I've traveled a long way to get here. Miles and miles to get here, if you permit me. My name is Cornelius. I'm a Roman legion soldier. I command many, many people. In fact, by rights, I command 100 people, but that's not the case because I'm the leader of the first cohort, so I have 500 men under my command. It's an awesome responsibility to be a legionnaire, one that I took proudly, one that I aspired to be my whole life, training to be the best that I could possibly be. And I had all the spoils that came with being a head legionnaire: a fine home, a fine family, lots of land. And along with being a legionnaire came great power. I was always very, very fond of my gods. I followed Mars and Apollo, the Greek god, the Roman god of war. I aspired to be the best that I could be in this legion. And then one day, something miraculous happened, which changed my life and is one of the sole purposes I'm here today. You see, in my household, I had a servant named Matthias. He was like a brother to me. No matter what I did, he was there spot on to take care of every need that I had. His children rose with my children. He became such a good, good friend. I was always raised up near Caesarea, up in the northern province, up by Rome. I really could care less what was happening down in Judea, but that was the land that I was chose to protect. So I had to know what was going on in Judea. As much as the Romans and the Jews would not mix, I heard tell tale of this man named Jesus Christ. He was a healer. These things don't take place. These things don't happen. Only with my gods, not with this monotheistic Jesus Christ and his one God. I couldn't understand what was going on when I heard tales of healing the blind made to see, the lame made to walk. Even this miraculous story of someone rising from the dead based on this word of Jesus and from Jesus. This could act a sedition. They're hailing him as a possible king. This would go against my governor, Pontius Pilate. It would go against Caesar. I had to keep an eye on this man. I had to find out what he was up to. And then all of a sudden, my servant Matthias got ill, very ill. I used every local doctor that there was to heal him. Nothing happened. I turned to prayer. I turned to Mars. I prayed to Jupiter. Nothing happened. I'm a legionnaire, a centurion. Why aren't people following my command? I said, Matthias, get well. Nothing. He was getting sicker. He was like a brother to me. I didn't want anything to happen to Matthias. Prayed again to Mars, prayed again to Apollo, prayed to every god that I could think of. And Matthias got sicker. So I happened to be doing a tour over in Capernaum. And I found out that this Jesus, was in Capernaum. And he was doing some miraculous things there. This stood against everything I believed in. To go to a Jew, to go to this person that was everything that I almost stood against. But I heard wonderful things about him. And I have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, I was desperate. Matthias was on death's door. So I went to Capernaum and I saw Jesus. And there he is sitting with a group of men and another crowd around those men. And he's talking and I just sat back and listened. And he talked like no other person I had ever heard. I have to admit, the love I felt coming from his words touched my heart. I felt so different. I said, I have to jump on this. I'll interrupt. I'm a centurion. These peasants don't really care. And I said to Jesus, may I talk with you? Jesus stood right up. Most people stand back against a Roman. He stood right up. And I said, Jesus, I know you're busy. But I have a servant named Matthias who is very, very dear to me. And I am afraid he is dying. And I've heard of the wonderful things that you have done. He said, without batting an eyelash, I will come to your home. Let's leave right now. I couldn't have that. I'm not worthy. Not of someone doing miraculous things like he's doing. To come into a Roman home, to have him walk that distance? No, that just couldn't be. So I thought, and I looked at Jesus, and I said, based on what I've heard, based on what I've seen. I am the head of many, many men. And I give instruction. I say go, and they go. I say come, and they come. I give an order to do something, I know that it is done. I don't have to see it. I know it. And I believe the same is with you. Jesus, based on what I'm seeing and feeling right now, I honestly believe if you just gave the command, Matthias would be well. To my astonishment, Jesus said, look at this man. He points to me, a Roman. And he says to his people, never have I seen such great faith as I see in this person. He was truly amazed. This man who's a healer of all is amazed by me? And then he said, and boy, did he have the audacity to say this. He said, go, your servant is well. My servant is well? You haven't moved. I know I said you said you could do it, but come on, give me some time. He said, go. So I decided I would go home. And I went home. And as I'm approaching my house, the other servants came. And they said, Matthias is well. Matthias is well. Not he's doing better, but he's well. I asked, when did this take place? And it was at the moment Jesus spoke the words, your servant is well. This man cured my servant and said he was amazed by me and my faith. That changed my life, folks. This Jesus Christ of yours, this healer, this man full of love, love enough to cure the servant of a Roman centurion? I'm going to have to think about this a little bit, because my gods weren't capable of doing this. Your God, your Jesus Christ, was. So I decided to look for the disciples and find out more about what they were doing. And I saw some of the great things that they were doing. And again, I was truly amazed. They were doing it throughout Judea, and not to the joy of the Sanhedrin or the Pharisees. Jesus was challenging them all the time. I saw two fronts that Jesus fought on, the Roman side and the Jew side, bringing a new word of love and compassion. Then I heard of Paul. Paul was converted, was now a follower of this Jesus Christ. Paul, who persecuted so many that were following Jesus. I said, I need to know more about this Paul fella. And sure enough, one of my scouts intercepted a letter that he had going to Ephesus. And it described Amma. If it weren't for the Romans in all of Judea, there's no reason for a Jew to bring Amma up at all. And yet he talks about this metaphor, putting on the armor of God. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The sword of the Spirit. The belt of truth. I have armor. I have everything I need to protect me from a villain, from my foe. They can come at me. I'm protected by this armor. I know how to fight in battle. I know how to be protected. I know how to use everything, including my shield. I am protected. Jesus is not. He does not wear armor. His disciples do not wear armor. I learned something that day, folks, and I resigned my commission. My Roman gods weren't the gods I needed to serve. My gods couldn't cure my servant. My gods can't protect me like those that are protecting Jesus, without armor. I've learned something in this faith that I have. Following Jesus Christ, that I don't need the armor. What we need that is stronger than armor is amazing faith. Faith is what you need, folks. This is the message that I want to give. This is why I'm going church to church, like Paul is going to Ephesus and city to city. I must get the message out there that this is not what you need. In here is what you need. With the power of Jesus Christ, I found almost anything can happen. I followed the disciples. I was up in Joppa when all of a sudden I heard back in Judea they were going to crucify your Lord, this Jesus. I just switched. I'm resigning my commission. And here they are getting ready to crucify a man who did nothing wrong. And I wasn't there to give my side of the story of how he protected and saved my servant, how he changed my heart. I ran back to Golgotha, only to find him crucified. I ran to his feet. And there he is, talking to his father. And not in any manner, any way, shape, or form that I've ever seen. He is crucified, and yet I hear his words, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do." Even on that cross, he showed love. All I could think, the ground got weary, it started to shake. The sky got dark. A storm came in out of nowhere. And I watched him take his last breath. And from the distance, as far away as it was, I could hear something going on in the temple. People were scared all over. And yet this man showed love to the very end. All I could say, folks, is truly, this man was the Son of God. That made it easy to resign my commission. And I followed the disciples, and then one day, we hear that Jesus rose again. He had met with these disciples, and he went back to be with his Father, but he had a promise that he would not leave us, that he would give us his Spirit. And I was there. I was there with Peter. Peter and I had a lot of arguments. He was not really keen on the fact that Jesus came not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. He came for me. I was living proof that he came for all of you. And on that day, I was touched by a tongue of fire that allowed me to speak. Folks, I might be fluent in Aramaic and Latin. This language I'm speaking to you is totally unfamiliar to me. But from what I know, you understand it. And this is the gift of Pentecost, of a day where a Gentile, a Roman centurion, was able to give up everything I have, everything I am, to follow Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I might look threatening in what I'm wearing, folks, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize. But if it demonstrates the fact that you have everything you need to feel protected, to feel loved, to feel the power of Jesus Christ without this. You have it all. I hope you forgive a Roman centurion for taking so long to come around, to follow and learn what it's like to love the one true God, the Savior and the Lord person of Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. I must be on. There are many, Paul's doing his share, I've got to do mine. I will send a page in to get my stuff. But thank you so much. When you get up every morning, say a prayer that you put on the whole armor of God. You have faith, you have the Spirit, you have truth, you have everything you need. May the Lord bless you and keep you in all that you do. Amen.